our responsibility as a Chamber of Commerce is to create opportunities for our members, and in some cases the general public too, such as the legislative coffees, to interact with our elected officials. And these legislative coffees have been a long time tradition that during the legislative session we try to get an opportunity with our various Sioux Falls area legislators together with our members and the general community to interact, ask questions, and find out what's going on during the session.
We got the first coffee coming up tomorrow. Give us the details of that first one, Amy.
Sure. The first one is going to be at the Hilton Garden Inn downtown from 10 to 11:30 a.m. And because the Sioux Falls area is so large, we have split up our Sioux Falls area legislators into different groups, so we don't have necessarily all 24 to 30 of them at one shot. But this Saturday has District 6, 9, 12, and 14 represented.
But you don't have to be, obviously, from the districts. Anybody, as you say, is welcome.
Absolutely. And these legislators are all on different committees. They're all working different bills. So if there's something you're tracking or following, it's a great opportunity to find out the status of it or to even lobby your legislators a little bit about how you'd like them to vote.
Let's talk a little bit about the format. How does it run?
We partner with a number of area organizations, and they are great help to us, one of which is the League of Women Voters of Sioux Falls. They help serve as our moderator, and then we also have bill sorters because we try to keep it a little bit more formal maybe than some of the other events throughout the state. But we have our attendees write down their questions along with a bill number if they have it. Then we have volunteers who pick up those questions on the cards, bring the cards back to another group of volunteers who will try to sort them by the same subject matter or the same bill number, and then the moderator will ask the questions from those handwritten cards. We try to be a little more organized because, you know, if there is a subject that continues to keep coming up, whether it's education or something with economic development, to try to group them all together. And again, we're only limited to that hour and a half with the legislators, and we try to get as many questions in that time period as we can.
And what do you hear from the legislators about these coffees? What kind of feedback do you get from them?
We think that they appreciate the opportunity. We know that they are very busy throughout the session and that their time, you know, with their families or even any business obligations that they may have on the downtime is very precious. And we do respect that, and that we appreciate that they take the time that on a Saturday after they've been, you know, working crazy hours all week up in Pierre, driving back and give up a little more time with their family to come and meet with our chamber members, their constituents, and just provide an update about what's happening at the Capitol.
And as you say, this is an opportunity for the electorate to meet the representatives.
Our job is to inform and help educate. We don't always take positions on issues, but we always take the position that it's better to be educated and informed.
Now, you've got more coffees coming up. If I need more information and locations and where I'm going to be going, how can I find that source?
You can certainly call the Chamber of Commerce office, 336-1620, or you can look online at chambernews.com. Another thing that we've been doing the last few years is we're live tweeting during the legislative coffees. So if you want to follow along, you can use the hashtag LegCoffee, L-E-G-C-O-F-F-E-E.
And does everybody, once 11:30 comes around, does everybody disappear, or is there a little, you know, for lack of a better word, I guess, politicking at the end of the sessions?
There's often a lot of conversation that take place both before and after. We also know that 2014 is a big election year, and there will probably be a few people circulating petitions this year, too.